We saw the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara is examining the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Dinei Momonos needs Drisha v'Chakira, and the Gemara asked a question from a Braisa. What was the question from the Braisa? If you remember the Shtar that was written in the middle of Shemitah, and even though it turns out the Edom were not even there on that day, but we still say that maybe the Shtar is kosher because they delayed in writing it. And the Gemara asked a question, well, if you say you need Drisha v'Chakira, then surely we have to be absolutely definite, not Shemo and maybe. That was question number one. So the Gemara did not answer the question yet. And the Gemara just said, one second, it's a great question, but why didn't you ask from the Mishnah? It's always better to ask a question from a Mishnah than it is from a Braisa. And what does it say in the Mishnah? We had a Mishnah that says that a Shtar Choiv, which is Mukdam, is Apostle Shtar, for reasons we explained yesterday, because you might claim from the purchasers Shaloi Kedin. On the other hand, the Shtar Mu'uchar, if it's post-dated, that's kosher. So once again, the Gemara asked a question, why are we accepting a post-dated Shtar? If we say we need Drisha v'Chakira, surely everything has to be absolutely accurate. And the minute it's post-dated, it sounds like that the loan took place on one day, but the date was written as another day. Once again, that seems to imply that you don't need Drisha v'Chakira, because otherwise everything would be 100% accurate. So why didn't we ask that question? So have a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says on the sixth last line, we're trying to explain why did we consider it a better question. We're not answering the question yet, but why was it a better question from the Braisa that spoke about the Shtar and Shmittah? Why is it better to ask from there than it is from the Mishnah about Shtar Choiv? So the Gemara says, Ha loy kashi. That is not a difficulty. If you ask me, why is it that we ask from the Braisa and not from the Mishnah, I have an answer. Da adifa mino kamrinon. Adifa means it's better. What we were told there is better. It was better to ask from there. Why? Da afilu echod benisan b'shmito. Remember, when was this shtar dated? It was dated on the first of Nisan on Shmita. And we said at the time, we'd have to examine why is this Shmita detail relevant. So now we're discussing it. When a shtar is written in the middle of Shmita, says the Gemara, deloy shchichi inshi. It is not the regular thing done by people, the mizfi, that would lend money. Most people are not very happy to lend money by Shmittah during the year of Shmittah. Why? Because you know that at the end of the year, the loan is going to be cancelled. So it's quite a rare phenomenon. Most people are not happy to lend money in Shmittah. And this shtar is dated Shmittah. So I would have said, Deleka Lameima. Maybe over there we're not going to say Shemo Ichruhu v'kasvuhu. We're not going to say over there that the shtar is kosher. Why? Because maybe it was delayed. Deloy meira l'shtari, because he wouldn't want to spread a bad word about the shtar. We'll explain this in a moment. And afilo achi, nonetheless, given the shvius soifa meshametes, because the shmita at the end of the shmita year cancels the loan, machsherinon, we will kosher it. Now, what does that mean? So have a look at Rashi. Rashi explains everything.
The end of the Shemitah year cancels the loan, or Yovel cancels the loan?
The end of every Shemitah. Every Shemitah. The end of the Shemitah, the loan is cancelled unless you write a prosbul. So have a look at Rashi. Towards the end of the sixth last line. Hod makshet li, that which you asked me, lo yisvei mimas nisin. You fired the question back. When we asked a shayla from the Braisa, you asked, well, why didn't you ask from the Mishnah? Oh, that I have a teretz to. Lo yikasheli, that is not so bothersome to me. Da adifa mino Masnisa. It's better from the Mishnah, Do'isvino Mino, that I should ask from the Mishnah, from the Braisa, from the Masnita. He'edifo vehechzika koyach bedovar yosa. It is a stronger koyach over there. Mei oisa Mishnah. The Braisa is stronger in this particular case than the Mishnah. The Ashmi'inon Rabusa, because we are being taught a tremendous chiddush in that braisa. Da'afilu Shmita, even though we're talking about Shmita. Di'ilav dafka komri boy bayoyim. If indeed the date is not correct, loy hava mari lemilsaihu, a person wouldn't mess things up for himself. Lichtoiv hashtar hamilve, hanasis koidim lechein bo'isai zman. In other words, let's take this very slowly, Rabbi Isai, otherwise we're not going to be clear. We have a shtar, when's it dated? Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the Shemitah year. And remember, Edom came along and said, "Excuse me, sir, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in that Shemitah year, you were actually with us in America." So he looks for the world that they're lying. What did the Gemara say? Maybe not. Maybe it's true Rosh Chodesh Nisan they were in America, but they never meant to say that the loan took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It actually took place much earlier, but they delayed. And by the time they got to writing it, at that point, yes, they found themselves in America. That was the tremendous chiddush of the Braisa. So now the Gemara is explaining the gravity of that chiddush. It is indeed an enormous chiddush, even bigger than you may otherwise think. You know why? What's the concern over here? The concern over here is that there's something wrong with this shtar, and that it has not been written accurately. Now, one second. If somebody was trying to cheat and write a shtar non-accurately, do we all agree that you would not be very tempted to write that the loan took place in Shmita? Because it looks a bit suspicious. People don't like lending money in Shmita. Most people don't like lending money in Shmita. Why? Because it's a bit of a gamble. You might lose the loan. So if this fellow indeed was a cheat and he wanted to misdate the shtar, why would you write that it took place in Shmita? Bad choice. You're adding suspicion to the suspicion. And if that's the case, says Rashi, deloy shchichi inshi demusvi. It's not common for people to lend money in Shmita. Why not? Says Rashi. Mishum demisyorin, because they are afraid mina Shmita. They're afraid. It's a risky proposition. Why are they afraid? Shaloi tishomit, that their money should not get lost. If I lend money in Shmita, then it could be I'm never going to see this money again because the Shmita will cancel it. And if that's the case, I would have thought deleka lameima ichruhu. So I would have thought that in a case like that, we're not going to say that maybe the shtar was post-dated. No, why would you post-date a shtar and write Schmidt on it? Deloi mari, from the word ra. Deloi mari leshtarayu. Why would you want to mess up a shtar? Sha'koil Maranin in Achrov, that everybody's going to start accusing him. Loima, Mazuyev, Mazuyev, everybody's going to accuse you of forgery. Why are they going to accuse you of forgery? Whenever you see a shtar which is dated Shmita, that immediately raises the alarm bells. Shmita? Who in the world lends in Shmita? So if we're really accusing this fellow of cheating and misdating a shtar, maybe what? Maybe I should say, excuse me, what on earth would you want to write a shtar saying Shmita for? Nobody would choose to do that because it looks suspicious. Why, says Rashi? She'ein derech lahalvois bizman shmita, because not the derech to lend money in shmita. So again, I'm looking in this shtah, which says Rosh Chodesh Nisan in America. I've got Edim who are accusing them of lying because they say, excuse me, you are not, excuse me, Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Shmita in Bet Shemesh. You are not there in Bet Shemesh, you are there in America. Okay, big question mark now. Are the Edim in fact lying or not? I have one of two choices. One choice is to say, yes, they're liars, throw out the shtah. What was the other choice that the Gemara said? No, they're not lying. And maybe, just maybe, the shtar was post-dated. And really, the loan took place much before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we went for option B and not option A. The Gemara is now explaining to us, do you realize what a tremendous chiddush that is? If you're telling me that this shtar was post-dated, why on earth did they choose to write in the shtar Shmita, Rosh Chodesh Nisan of Shmita? Very bad choice. They know that they're really getting themselves in trouble because people are definitely going to accuse them now of cheating, because who lends money in Shmita? In which case, I would have said, nobody would have chosen, if they're going to cheat, nobody would have chosen to post-date a shtar and choose the date of Shmita. Therefore, the far more likely circumstances that it was not post-dated, and in fact that was the date that was written, in which case they're downright liars, because the other two Edom have said, excuse me, you're in America. So to nonetheless say that this shtar is post-dated and we're going to kosher the shtar is a phenomenal chiddush. Really? They post-dated the shtar? And of all the dates they could have chosen, Ribbono Shel, they chose Shmita? Yes. Nonetheless, we're going to go for that option. Says Rashi, Afilo achi, given the shvius eino meshametes elo b'soifo. When is Shmita meshamet? Is it on the arrival of Shmita or when Shmita goes out? Says Rashi, it's only when Shmita goes out. Diksiv miketz. Because it says Miketz. What does Miketz mean? Like Pasha's Miketz at the end. Ah, so if that's the case, it's not so suspicious anymore. Why? Because you know you still have a bit of time on your hands. It's only the end of Shmita, which is Meshamet the Halva, and therefore it's not the end of the world. Therefore, it's not that suspicious after at all. Therefore, says Rashi, Tolinon Beichruhu Machsherinon. So that's why I'm happy to say, yes, the shtar was post-dated. Why did they choose the Shmita date? Isn't that extremely suspicious? The answer is no, not that suspicious, because people know that when you lend money in Shmita, when is the Shmita going to cancel the loan? Only at the end of the year. So therefore, I'm not going to lose my money. I'll jolly well make sure to claim the money before the end of Shmita, so it's not so suspicious. So now let's come back to our Gemara. Our
Rabbi,
mission.
just a question.
Where are you? Who's there?
It's Nachum Geller.
Nach, where are you hiding?
No, I just can't turn the camera on right now. So why don't we just, instead of saying it's suspicious, why don't we just say, so he has a prosbul? Like he's in contract, so he's covering himself. He knows how to take care of himself.
Good point. So Rashi is telling you it's not so suspicious because he's still got time on his hands till the end of Shmita. And you're suggesting, even if he doesn't, but he's always got a get-out clause of a prosbul. Yeah, very good point. Very good point. So the bottom line is, it's nonetheless, for reasons we just stated, it is a chiddush that even though this shtar is misdated, but we will still kosher it. So if you wanted to know why did we ask from the Braisa and not from the Mishnah, the answer is because the Braisa is a tremendous chiddush. Okay, but let's get back, Rabbeisai, to our subject. In the final analysis, we have not actually answered any of our questions. We have a Mishnah that says that Momonos needs Drisha v'Chakira, And we have a braisa that clearly suggests otherwise. Says the Gemara, Mikol Mokoim Kasha. What does that mean, Mikol Mokoim Kasha? It's nonetheless difficult. Fine. The only thing you've explained to me, says the Gemara, is why we chose to ask from the braisa, not from the Mishnah, because the braisa is a big chiddush. Fine. I accept that. Bottom line, do we have an answer to our question yet, yes or no? The answer is no, we do not. We have a Mishnah on the one hand that says that Dine Momonos requires Drisha v'Chakira, and on the other hand, we have these Brises and Mishnayas that seem to say sometimes the Shtar can be written late and the date is not accurate. Doesn't that totally fly in the face of the whole concept of Drisha v'Chakira? Doesn't Drisha v'Chakira mean by definition it's got to be absolutely accurate? So the Gemara is now going to suggest a number of tirutzim, at least three answers. Says the Gemara, Omer Rab Chanina, Zok Rab Chanina, Dvar Torah, it's true. Min ha-Torah, Echod Dinei Momonos, Ve'echod Dinei Nefoshois, Bedrisha Ve'chakira, She'nemar Mishpat Echod Yeh Lochem. So Rabbi Chanina tells you it's true. That which is stated in the Mishnah, that you need Drisha v'Chakira not only for Dine Nefashis, but also for Dine Momonos, that is true min ha-Torah. It's true min ha-Torah, and it's derived from the pasuk that the Mishnah quoted, which was Mishpat Echod Yelochem. However, Chazal came and changed the halacha. V'ma tam omru. And for what reason did they say, who's they? Chazal. That Dine Momonos loy bo'in on Drisha v'chakira. Chazal afterwards came with their right that they have to do to overturn the halacha of the Torah and to say that actually, Dine Momonos does not require Drisha l'chakira. You know why? Kedei sheloi tinoil deles bifnei loivin. In order not to close the door for potential borrowers. What does that mean, not to close the door for potential borrowers? We have this principle in many, many areas of Shas. We do not want to make it difficult for lenders of money. The more difficult it is, the less incentive, the less inclined they're going to be to lend money. So Chazal said, listen, it's true. Min ha-Torah, we require Drisha v'Chakira. That's true. But you realize that that halacha of requiring Drisha v'Chakira is going to close the door to potential borrowers. You know why? Because the borrower is going to knock on the lender's door. Listen, I'm in deep financial trouble. Could you lend me $1,000? What is the potential lender thinking to himself? I don't have a head for this now. Because if I lend you the money, and then I write a document, and I come to you in a month's time and I ask the money back, and you might deny it. And if you deny it, then what's the halacha? So if min ha-Torah you need Drisha v'Chakira for Dine Momonos, so then I'm not going to be able to get my money back because there's going to be such an intense investigation of the Edim. So maybe the Edim will be found to be flawed, and that's it, I've lost my money. So if it's going to be so hard for me to get my money back, you know something? Forget it. I can't be bothered. I'm happy to lend you money if I know that I'll be able to present the shtar that says, I lend you the money, you now owe me the money, and I'm guaranteed to get the money back. Without any intense investigations and cross-examinations. So Chazal said, that's why we are overriding the Torah. And if that's the case, Rabbeisai, we have answered our question. The Mishnah said that Dine Momonos requires Drisha v'Chakira. We had a raya from the Braisa that it does not require drusha v'chakira. There's no contradiction. The Mishnah is telling you the halacha min ha-Torah, and the Braisa is telling you the halacha once Chazal instituted their takana to waive drusha v'chakira. Look at the last Rashi on the Amud. Omar v'chanina. Umasnisin. So what is our Mishnah talking about? Da'iraisa. Our Mishnah is talking about the halacha min ha-Torah kami takanta, before the takana of Chazal. And that's why the Mishnah is very accurate. Yes, you need drisha v'chakira. But u'braisa, what is the braisa talking about? The braisa is not telling you the halacha min ha-Torah. The braisa is telling you halacha of derabanan bosar takanta, post the takana. We know, Rabbi Yisai, that Chazal, not in every case, Chazal, certainly in monetary cases, have the Torah given right to override the Torah. There are many, many examples of this, and this is one of them. So therefore, even though min ha-Torah, strictly speaking, yes, we have a pasuk, mishpat echod yelochem, that dinei mamonos requires drisha v'chakira, Chazal say we want to make it extra easy, provide every incentive for lenders to lend money, otherwise you're closing the door to borrowers. Therefore, we want to make it easy for them to get their money back. If they know in advance there's going to be intense investigation and the aid might be proven wrong and they're never going to be able to get their money back, so what are they going to say? Thank you, but no thank you. We're not interested in lending money in the first place. Therefore, we waive the halacha of drisha v'chakira. This way, the lender now is not worried. As long as he's got a kosher shtar with Edim, that's it. He's guaranteed he'll get his money back. And that's why there's no contradiction. The Mishnah is talking about prior to the takana of Chazal, it's telling you the halacha of the Torah. And the Brice, however, is telling you post-takana, and we don't need drisha v'chakira anymore. And that's why we will do everything to try and kosher up the shtar. Yes, maybe it was post-dated, maybe it was this, maybe it was that. In order to provide every incentive that the malva, the lender, knows, he will get his money back with relative ease. Says the Gemara, the last two words now, Elo me'ato. Well, if you're now telling me that there's a principle called we don't want to close the door on potential loans, and that's why we waive the whole halacha of drisha v'chakira for dinei mamonos. So let's ask the following question. Ta'u, what's the halacha when they made a mistake? Loi yishlemu, lo yishalmu. What's the halacha when Bezdin make a mistake? Look at the top Rashi. Ta'u Bezdin, Bedine Mominus. Loi Yeshalmu. The Bezdin do not have to pay back. The Dilma I Shovkat Lahu Lidroish Velachkir. Because had you only allowed them to make a Drisha Vechakira, which you've now waived, have a Ravcha Lamilsa Velayavatol. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is saying the following case. What's the halacha? Two people come to Bezdin, and the Bezdin make a psak. Eventually, it turns out the Bezdin made a mistake. So, should the Bezdin have to recompense? Maybe they should have to pay up, because they're the ones who made the wrong psak. So the Gemara is saying that one moment now. If you tell me that Bezdin's hands were tied, why were they tied? Because you told them not to do a drisha v'chakira. Don't investigate too much. Ah, well, if that's the case, if they made a mistake, why can't the Bezdin turn around and say, excuse me, you know why we made a mistake? Because we weren't allowed to thoroughly cross-examine the Edim. Had we only been allowed to have done so, then maybe we would have come to the perfect an MS conclusion, so we shouldn't have to pay. So now that you're telling me that Chazal waived halacha of drisha v'chakira. Do you realize you're now limiting Bezdin's koyach? So if they make a mistake, surely they shouldn't have to pay. It wasn't their fault. Says the Gemara, no, to the contrary. Kol shekein shetinoil deles b'fnei loivim. That's not making matters better, that's making it worse. Because then again, you're shutting the door in front of loivim. Again, the borrower knocks on the lender's door and he says, could you lend me $1,000? So what's the first thought that goes through his mind? One second. How easy is it going to be to get my money back? If there's going to be a whole drisha v'chakira finished, I've got no headspace for this. Okay, Chazal waived the drisha v'chakira. Now, what's the lender thinking to himself, his second thought? One moment. What happens if the Bezdin make a mistake and they exempt the loiver? And it turns out that the Bezdin have made a mistake. Will there be recourse? Will they pay me back? Well, if they're not going to pay me back, then once again, I'm not going to lend the money. That's what the Gemara means, kol shekein. If you exempt the Bezdin from paying when they made a mistake, well, then you're definitely slamming the door in the face of the borrower because the lender is very, very worried. What's he worried about? Oh, you've just said there's going to be no drisha v'chakira. So that makes the Bezdin very, very short trial. Well, thank you very much. It's very short, but they might make a mistake. And how will I know that if it's proven that it's a mistake, how will I know they're going to pay me? Says Rashi, kol shekein sha'atanoil demisyorein, because they're still afraid, lahafti, they might lose the money, al yidei bezdin toyin, through a bezdin that made a mistake. And therefore, in the final analysis, mina toira, yes, we need drisha v'chakira. And that's what the Mishnah was talking about. The Braisa, which clearly indicated that you do not need drisha v'chakira, that's post the Takana of Chazal. Chazal said that you do not need drisha v'chakira. Let's make it as easy as we can for the Malva to get his money back. What are you worried about? That if we do a very speedy trial, maybe we'll make a mistake. Don't worry. If it turns out that we make a mistake, we will take personal liability and the Malva, the lender, will get his money back under all circumstances. Ah, now the Malva has come. Now, when the borrower knocks on his door asking for a loan, he's not going to slam the door. He's going to say, yeah, I'm okay with this. All I've got to do is write a good shtar. I'll be guaranteed to get my money back. The worst case scenario is that Bezdin will make a mistake. The Seder, it'll be proven that they made a mistake and they'll have to pay back. So this now is our first teretz. There's going to be three altogether. Our first teretz in reconciling the Mishnah and the Braisa. Is there or isn't there a chiyuv of drisha v'chakira in Dinei Momonos? The answer is, min ha-Torah, there is. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Min ha-Rabbonon, there isn't. That's what the Braisa is talking about. And the reason why there isn't, min ha-Rabbonon, is the reasons that we mentioned before, because Chazal wants to provide every incentive for the lender to lend money and not to close the door in the face of the borrower.
Yeah,
Rabbi. The Torah didn't anticipate this? Why would Chazal have to switch the Torah?
It's not the Torah didn't anticipate it. The Torah wasn't concerned with that. The Torah knew that by stipulating drisha v'chakira, we're tightening up regulations, and Chazal wanted to now make it every, maybe they saw Chazal, the Klal Yisrael are so poor and they need loans, whatever it is. So they said, therefore, we have to override the Torah.
Are there other areas like this?
Yes, many.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We'll quote other examples. Okay. Let me touch you.
Sure.
Okay. Be well, everybody. Have a great day.